A story getting some attention over the last couple of days, a former college swimmer who criticized including transgender athletes in women's sports was actually attacked by a trans activist after a speech at San Francisco State University. More on that this morning from Betsy Branner-Smith, who is with the National Police Association and a pretty big deal with a lot of police experience. Betsy, good morning. Thanks for joining us again.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Thanks for having me to talk about this crazy situation in San Francisco.
So run it down for us. So I'm sure I did not do justice with my little brief radio lead in there, but I want you to tell us the story and what the situation actually is.
So Riley Gaines was a college swimmer, just a phenomenal athlete. And so during her college career, she ended up having to swim against Leah Thomas, who, as you know, is a biological man competing as a woman. And the NCAA really embraced him. And quite frankly, he took a lot of awards because he's a biological man. He took a lot of awards away from women and affected the career of Riley Gaines and other women in swimming. So what Riley Gaines decided to do was speak out. And a lot of women athletes have been silenced. So she decided to speak out. She went to San Francisco State University. Turning Point USA brought her in there just to give a talk about how to save women's sports. Her talk was very respectful, but about 100 activists were able to, at the end of her talk, finally get in, and they attacked her. She calls it being ambushed. She was physically assaulted. The police there, campus police, had to get her into a safe room, and then she had to remain there for 3 hours while these protesters, really physical attackers, just went crazy. They called her foul names. They were just absolutely deranged. You can go to Riley's Twitter feed if you want to look at the videos or just Google it, I'm sure. But after 3 hours, the campus police, with the help of multiple San Francisco police officers, were able to get her out of there. But here's the thing. The campus police had to negotiate. It's crazy. Had to negotiate with these kidnappers. They were literally kidnappers. In fact, one of the activists told the police, why don't you each pay us $10 and we'll go away and let her out. And so far, there have been no arrests. And the National Police Association, we just really find that abhorrent. The police officer's job is to help protect our citizens and then arrest people for the actions. So far, no consequences.
Yeah, and I mean, the other thing that stands out here, and I'm not trying to draw you into more of a political conversation, but a similar, not this story, but a question came up last week concerning biological men competing in women's sports and what one of the courts said. But what really surprised me is our audience, which is all over the place politically, every response we got seemed to be basically of the opinion that women need to be in women's sports and men need to be in men's sports. And exactly what you're talking about is that it's not fair for biological women to be competing against people who are biologically male, whatever they choose to do down the road is certainly up to them, and we're all about inclusion, but that it's not fair, and that for it to turn into what you are describing is really disturbing, because then I think nobody's voice actually gets heard, and you're just looking at the violence, and especially if the police aren't able to do anything, that just clouds it even more.
Well, here's the thing, violence is wrong. End of story. So, you can believe what you want to believe, but Riley Gaines had a First Amendment right to give this talk. And then she also had the right to be able to peacefully return to her hotel room or airport or wherever she was going. This is really a constitutional issue first and foremost. And these quote unquote protesters, really these violent attackers, these rioters, violated multiple California penal code laws And it appears that, you know, so far now, you know, Riley Gaines has time to take some action. But so far, they haven't been punished. And that's what I want people to look at. I don't care what you think about the whole transgender movement, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, police officers, when we are hired, we take a constitutional, we take an oath to the United States Constitution and the Constitution of our state. And Riley Gaines' constitutional rights were violated, and the campus police and the district attorney there in San Francisco need to take action, and that's what we're calling for.
All right, we are watching it. We thank you for sharing that with us. Sergeant Betsy Branner-Smith joining us live this morning with the National Police Association. We appreciate the time.